Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
As someone who went to extreme measures, I got rid of my smartphone 4 years ago. It was the best thing I ever did. And January is full of good intentions, perhaps like that one, resolutions and goals, some that we keep and others that fall to the bottom of to-do lists. But my next guest says that financial planning should be a priority at this time of year. Owen McGee is presenter of How to Be Good with Money on RTE 1 television, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Owen.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. This is the time of the year when we don't just sit down with good intentions. We sit down and look at our finances because most of us have to after the December splurge, right?
Yeah, a bit of a financial hangover after Christmas. And yeah, we spent a lot of money in December. And what I would always say is we've got loads of great intentions and we're talking about getting fit and we're talking about getting our finances in order. And the one thing I would say is that this is actually a great time. We all know that Christmas is going to come around every year, regardless of pandemics, regardless of anything else. We're going to have a Christmas each year. And what better time to plan for Christmas than right now?
Really?
You have it fresh in your you have it fresh in your mind how much you have just spent. All you have to do is either take out a pen and paper, write it down, and let's just imagine, and this is not a reflection on anybody's spending, I'm just making up an easy number that I can divide by 12. Let's imagine Christmas cost you 1,200 euros in total. What you need to do now is you just need to say, right, it cost me 1,200 quid just gone. It's going to cost me 1,200 euros this Christmas as well, at least, and put 100 euro aside from now till Christmas. Next year.
Well,
and now
yeah,
you've got Christmas covered.
It's a great idea because you go in then really comfortably to Christmas knowing that what you're going to spend, you have.
Exactly. And you avoid borrowing money or going into the overdraft or doing all the things that probably we did this Christmas and the Christmas before. Let's decide now to change this one little thing. We've all the numbers fresh in our head. So let's just go at it and say, I'm committed to that.
Okay.
And let's do it.
So that's idea one. You're going to sort out next Christmas right now. And then the idea of sitting at the laptop, opening up a spreadsheet, looking at all of your spending, that can be daunting, especially in January, where you might be feeling a little bit raw.
Yeah, and the thing about it, the real trick here is I bet you there's people out there, right, who are planning to start running in January or have started running, and none of them went out today and ran a marathon if they've just started running. The same goes for your finances. Take it a tiny bit by tiny bit. Don't say, okay, I'm setting aside 3 or 4 hours to take out all my financial documents and going through all the stuff and I'm going to work it all through. Just say, I'm going to do this for 20 minutes. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to tackle one topic at a time. I'm going to do it for 20 minutes. And in 5 days or 7 days or whenever it is, I'm going to do another 20 minutes and just keep doing it. Regular, small little things done regularly have much better impact when it comes to your finances than trying to tackle it all in one go. Because what happens is if you tackle it all in one go, you give up. And
yeah.
you hate it and you dread it and you don't go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
So a real quick win is really important as well. The first quick win you can get for yourself is gas and electricity, your energy costs.
I was talking to the Minister for Finance about this earlier, and we know the average increase for people now is 500 euro. It's a big, big chunk on top of what you're already paying.
It's huge. And what I would say is on average, people who swap their electricity and their gas provider will save around 300 euros by swapping from one provider to another. Remember, these companies are designed to say, we're really attractive. It's the same as credit cards and everybody else. We're really attractive. Do your energy with us and we'll be really cheap for the first year while you're in contract with them. Once, if you just keep it and let it roll over and roll over, generally you move on to existing customer rates and the prices go up. But if you continuously move, and it's really easy to move, and this is what you could definitely do this in 20 minutes. If you pull out your gas and your electricity bill and sit down at your laptop and start with the CRU, right, which is the Consumer Regulation Utilities or something, whatever it is, CRU.ie. And basically what you'll do is they have a list of all the people who are authorized to act as providers to move you from one provider to another. So these people go out, there's three companies out there, they go out, they look at the market, you have your utility bill in front of you, and you'll be able to punch in the details and they'll be able to tell you how much you can save. And it's really easy. And I promise you, if somebody listens to that now, does it this afternoon, they'll be able to text you in later on and say, I just saved X amount of money, and it's around 300 euros. And that takes the sting out of that 500 euros increase that you were talking to the minister about earlier.
So you're saying go to CRU.ie, the Commission for Regulated Utilities, that'll start
you
on your road to comparing the prices and the savings that you could get.
And it's a real quick win. And it's really easy and give you the motivation to say, I did that 20 minutes. And in a few weeks, in a couple of days or a week's time, I'm going to go back and do some other stuff. And utility bills is always the one that we go for first. But the other thing we need to think about is there are things like your health insurance, your car insurance, those type of things. And when you're looking at them, the reality is they probably don't mature, or they probably don't get health insurance funny enough in January. There's a huge amount of people have health insurance renewal at this time of year. But if it's your car insurance, your home insurance, if it's September or it's June, well, then your task is you pull it out, you find out what it is. And if it's June, you do it for the month before and you put a reminder in your phone. The biggest problem we have when we come to renewing things is we leave it the last minute and we just go with the existing provider because you didn't put the time into us. So put a reminder in your phone that a month, when you take it out, okay, that's June. So in May, my phone is going to beep at me and I'm actually going to commit my 20 minutes that week to go and find out where I can get it cheaper. And do that for all your bills that are renewed on a year-to-year basis. And again, it's just simple, it's small, and just keep doing it on a regular basis.
So that's the health insurance, the car insurance, the home insurance. If you have any or all of those, you're saying set the reminder for a month before, then put the work in.
Yes.
Instead of the bill sitting on your shoulder when it comes in for renewal. And as you say, that sort of invokes a bit of panic then. It's just I have to get this thing sorted as opposed to I have to try and find the best deal. So that's the low-hanging fruit maybe. We're moving a little bit further up the tree now to reach for things like life insurance and mortgages. Yeah. They're harder to change, but they're definitely worth it.
They are absolutely worth it. Like life insurance is very different to your car or your home insurance in that you take it out, you typically take it out for 20 or 30 years, and they send you a reminder once a year of what you have, but it's not a renewal notice. It just continues on forever until the 20 years or the 30 years is up. So there's no kind of have to take action here every year, and you can often just let the thing go. The reality is we are living longer. The cost of life insurance for most people has been dramatically pushed down over the years. And particularly if you're one of those people who took out your life insurance for your mortgage with your mortgage provider, with your bank, because most likely they only looked at their own life insurance company and they gave you that price. And it's very likely if you compare it across the market, you're going to get it much cheaper. Again, you need to just say to yourself, you can do that anytime. You don't have to wait for the renewal time or wait for the year's anniversary. You can do it at any time. Pull out the document. You should have got a benefit statement. Pull it out. Go online and see what you can get or get an advisor to do it for you. When you look at the bigger stuff, mortgages are set up that the banks have all the costs at the start of setting the thing up. Then they just want to collect the direct debit every month off you and once a year write to you and tell you how much is left on your mortgage. The reality is that the savings can be significant. We are expensive here in Ireland for the cost of borrowing. Like we're about 1.5% more expensive than it would be across the rest of Europe. If you take, let's take a €200,000 mortgage, let's assume 3% to 20 years, that's a little bit over €1,100 a month is what it's going to cost you. You could get a 1.95% rate on the market at the moment, and that's going to save you €102 a month. And guess what? If you made that saving, you've just paid for Christmas next year.
You've just paid for your €1,200 Christmas if that was your bill. Listen, I want to talk to you about the subscription services that most of us now are signed up to subscription services, whether it's for the gym, that would be the traditional one, but also all of the ones that we use now for streaming TV programs and so on. And some of them we mightn't have used in a while. You're saying get rid of them.
Yeah, what I would say to you is in the last 2 weeks, we've been at home, our entertainment has been curtailed, pubs and restaurants have been closing a little bit earlier, so we probably watch a little bit more television this Christmas than we did in most other Christmases. If you haven't watched some of your subscriptions, your Netflix, your Primes, your Apple TVs or whatever it is in the last 2 weeks, you're not going to watch them in the next 2 weeks. So just get rid of them. Or even look at, am I paying for full-on subscription for four devices for $17.99 and I would just get by with one device for $7.99? Every little change you can make will have a dramatic impact over longer periods of time. A real key trick here is, because sometimes we even forget about stuff, like I bought that subscription service because I wanted to watch that movie and I don't even know what the password is anymore, and that was 6 or 7 months ago, but I'm still paying for it each month, and that's how they get you, because they automate the payment. Look down through your bank statements.
And get rid of the ones
pull out your bank
use.
Statements and pick out what you're not using and get rid of them.
The telly show, is it back tonight?
Back tonight, 8:30, RTE1. We're back with eight episodes, series 4, 8 episodes. We've got lots of individuals, lots of couples. We've got lots of different stories. Really, really great group of people that we worked with this year. We kick off tonight with Deirdre, who is a business owner living in Kildare, has been running her own business for the last 14 years, has some health issues in the background, and just trying to get that work-life balance right.
And what's the money box? This is the new element you have.
Yeah, so what we've done is we have, it's a little bit like a photo booth, and people jumped into it, asked me a question on camera, and I replied to them on camera. So we don't just have one person in every show. We have lots of people in every show that goes out over the next 8 weeks. And we've got their questions coming in and also their behaviour around finance and how they manage their own money. So that's brought a new element to how to be good with money. So it's actually been, we really like it. So let's hope you like it too, Claire.
Sounds great. That's 8:30 tonight on RT1. Keith in Corkone says, every year when I'm putting the decorations back in the attic, he sticks €200 in with the decorations. And every year he forgets about it straight away. And it's nice to have the following year. You wouldn't be into sticking the €200 into the decks box.
I actually love that idea. I like that idea. It's funny, when I was putting I wrapped the Christmas tree lights around Christmas cards, so when I pull it out next year, I remember who to send a card to.
It's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
We get you on for the Christmas tips next year. Owen, thanks very much indeed. And that's all we've time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Barbara Feeney, research by Amy Ryan. Our broadcast coordinator was Louise Kerr-Ross. Liam Mullen was on sound today, and it's just coming up now to 12 midday, and we hand you over to Ronan Collins.